Dom Blaxall's back deck looks out over some water.
What lake is that? The Hawkesbury or what is that?
No, no, it's Tugra Lake.
It's a beautiful spot. Nice lawn here. See a couple of plants lining it.
The lawn needs mowing.
All right. Well, I wasn't going to say that, but yes, it could do with a trim.
Considering Don's career, it's surprising how unsuspecting the backyard looks. On the frontier, that is, Australian native plants, Don Blaxall is a pioneer.
Yeah. I've discovered quite a few new plants. In fact, I'll boast and say I have a eucalypt named after me and a wattle named after me.
Wow, that's cool.
In Western Australia. Yeah.
You couldn't get a New South Wales one?
No.
I'm just joking. It's giving you grief.
I should be showing Don more respect. As well as a botanist, botanical collector, and taxonomist, Don's a recipient of the Order of Australia Medal.
I used to be a eucalypt expert. Not so expert anymore, I've forgotten. In fact, my memory is not wonderful these days.
Well, you've had a long life, Don.
Yeah, I have. Yes. Yes.
Don goes all right for 87. Something he'd never forget is the story of that day in 1969 when he stumbled on something rare. The New South Wales government wanted a survey of the North Coast. They were looking for more lands they could turn into national parks.
I was appointed by the Botanic Gardens, headed north from Sydney to the Queensland border. And then
what a gig!
That was lovely. Well, we were actually camping out in the no tent or anything, you know.
A couple of beers, maybe?
Probably, yes.
Along the way, Don was documenting various things, including plant life. Eventually, they wound up on a beach south of Evans Head. That's where he saw it.
On the beach were these three clumps of Christmas bush. Oh, no more than 2 metres tall, but quite wide.
Did you know it was Christmas bush straight away?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Christmas bush gets its name because in the Australian summer, its small flowers bloom deep red. Mixed with green leaves, you get, well, Christmas colours. Christmas bush grows on an average-sized tree. It's usually found in southern New South Wales, but this Christmas bush tree was different. The Christmas bush Don found was an actual bush, a dome, only about a metre high. Don had never seen anything like it.
When we finished the report and so on, I ended up back at the gardens with the specimens I'd collected of, and so I arranged and sent one of our staff back up again to collect propagating material of the Christmas bush, which he did. After several months, I asked someone how they're going, and he said, oh, they all died. All the plants supposedly had died. I thought, oh, bugger, you know, that's no good.
Don sent someone back up to Evans Head to get more cuttings, but when they got there, the plant had disappeared.
That beach had been earmarked for rutile mining, which when they did it meant bugger everything else, you know. So the beach had been destroyed.
And the dwarf form of the New South Wales Christmas bush was gone forever.
So we're told.
I'm Brian Roach, and we live at Wesley, and we've been here since 1981. I'm 77 young. I was a lawyer with the state government for 42 years and retired as a having been a Crown prosecutor for the last 17 years, but I think it was the garden and the plants that kept me sane during that time of involvement with some pretty nasty cases.
Do I have to give my age?
Absolutely not.
A little bit younger than 77. Carol Roach. I'm Carol, yes. We had friends who were interested in the garden before we were. They took us to a garden show which had only native flowers. It was spring. And you walked into this hall and the impact of the perfume from the native baronias, and I think that was the beginning.
We had a garden at that stage of azaleas and camellias and the like, and I hate to say this, and I couldn't get back home quick enough to start pulling them out and put in Australian native plants, and we've done that ever since.
I love that it's not just about loving Australian native plants, it's about ripping up the other stuff.
It's quite extreme, actually.
Down at the Crown Prosecutor's Office, Brian had a lawyer buddy named Jim Semler. Jim lived on the Central Coast and was also a keen plant man. In 1983, or thereabouts, he came for a visit.
I can still see him walking down our driveway with a plant in his hand, and he said to me, "Would you be interested in having a dwarf form of the New South Wales Christmas bush?" I'd never heard of such a thing. But like any self-respecting gardener, I grabbed it out of his hand before he had a chance to change his mind. And then I grew it. And for quite some years, we had it growing. And I've always been interested in the propagation side of plants as well. And so I did propagate some, not easily, from cutting. I knew nothing about the background of the plant whatsoever.
These fellows, they've got no qualifications. They've just learnt.
You sort of pointed to Brian when you said that.
Pointing to Brian.
Hang on, we were both lawyers, but
you've got just not in plants.
Okay, qualifications. Yeah, right. They don't, no. But you can learn a lot without having qualifications, of course.
I grew it probably for the best part of 15 years or so on, and then probably 98, 99, I was talking to a number of people in the horticultural game one way or another, including Angus Stewart from Gardening Australia and Helen Moody, who was a freelance horticultural journalist. And I told them that I had this dwarf form. And Helen in particular said to me, "There's no such thing." And I said, "Well, I'm telling you, I've got it. I'd been growing it then for over 15 years. And I knew it was a unique form."
Carol, what was happening at home? How annoying did Brian get? That's really what I'm getting at.
You've keyed into that, haven't you?
And I, as a former Crown prosecutor, can I say I object to the question?
Sustained. In 2001, on the advice of his contacts, Brian registered the plant with the agency in Canberra who look after that sort of thing.
Because I knew nothing about its origins, I said it was a chance seedling, which is sort of par for the course when you're not too sure where something comes from. The botanical name of the Christmas bush is Ceratopetalum gummiferum, and we decided, Carol and I decided, to give it the name Ceratopetalum Joanna's Christmas. After the third of our four daughters. And are you happy if I go on with the story there? We decided to name it after Joanna because we lost her to cancer in 1994, after 3 years from diagnosis to when we lost her. And she was nearly 14 when she died, so we thought it was very appropriate that we should name this plant Joanna's Christmas, and we went ahead and did that. She went to Loretto at Normanhurst, where all our four girls went to Loretto at Normanhurst, and she was in year eight when she died in 1994.
But no, she was bright and fun, and you know, it's just so unexpected that should impact on your family that way, and it's something that's always there. But that certainly has helped us talk about her, using that discussion about the plant and make it a normal conversation with the family and with friends. So it has been an important part, I think. Yeah, she was captain, school captain of her primary school, and so she got up there and gave speeches with her wig on after chemo. So, you know, she was a great child, young woman. Yeah.
The reality of Joanna is very, very, very much there.
The reality, what do you mean by that?
The plant has certainly helped, as Carol said, in keeping her really to the forefront of everyone's mind. You know, where I've got to be careful is that I don't let the commercial side of things take over too much from the fundamental of why it was called what it is called.
This is the first time Brian and Carol have spoken this openly to someone from the media about Joanna. The couple don't discuss it because they don't want it to look like they're using Joanna's story to sell more plants.
I've always made a point of saying that we want nothing. Carol.
I've got my toe ready.
Sorry, we caught that. No. So Carol is getting ready to kick Brian under the table there.
I'm
okay, the foot is ready and the line is coming.
We have made a point of not in any way.
Well, we don't like to labour the point either.
No, of not yeah. using that, yeah. Her death in any way as part of a commercial process.
After the name was registered, Brian continued to grow Joanna's Christmas. Eventually, he got talking to a guy who worked for a large company who grew plants commercially. The bloke agreed to try and figure out how to grow Joanna's Christmas on an industrial scale. He worked on it for a few years.
But then in the meantime, the most remarkable thing happened in 2007 when the Baddow Bay Garden Club came here for a garden visit.
This is just a random, you know, you have garden clubs here all the time. This is just one of those ones coming down?
Yep, it was just purely a chance thing. And in the process, I pointed out that two or three or maybe four examples of this dwarf New South Wales Christmas bush that I had growing. And at one stage, this tall, lanky fellow sidled up to me and he said, "I cannot believe you've got this." He said, "My name is Don Blaxall." He said, "I found this plant in 1969 up near Evans Head."
So you just walk into this guy's house?
Well, more or less. There were about 20 of us. And he was quite proud of this shrub that he had.
He said, "Where did you get it?"
My first reaction was, "Where the hell did he get it from?"
So then I rang Jim Semler,
the lawyer buddy who gave Brian the plant back in the early 80s.
I said, "Have you still got yours?" Because he had one. I knew he kept one for himself. He said, "No, I lost it," which is a euphemism for saying it died. So that's when I realised that really I had the only one. And I said, "Where did you get it?" And he said, "I got it at a little backyard nursery up on the Central Coast." He said, "I went in there," and he said, "they only had the two plants," and he said, "I bought them both." I said, "Oh, righto." So I went back to Don. I don't know how far to go with all of this now, but I went back to Don and I told him what Jim had told me about where he got the plant. And Don had a bit of a chuckle and he said, "That makes sense." He said, "Well, the fellow who was working on the project at the gardens in propagating the plant from the material that we collected, he resigned." And he said, "And then we realised that the plants that had been propagated had also disappeared." And he said, "We know that this fellow lived up on the Central Coast and ran a little backyard nursery."
At one stage, I had my suspicions about a member of staff who might have removed them from the gardens. But if you're going to steal them, would you take the whole lot? Wouldn't you normally leave some behind? I don't know. That's just my hypothesis, without pointing any fingers at anyone.
And I started to get a bit edgy at this stage because here I am, a Crown prosecutor, and it looks like I'm in receiving stolen goods, you see. But
what are you, Carol, what are you thinking?
Stolen goods, yeah. I hope we've got a good lawyer here.
Well, I went back to Don and I told him this whole story and I said, look, I feel quite uneasy now that I know the origin of the plant, in that we went ahead and registered it in 2001 as a chance seedling, and I now know it has a far more complex history. And he said, look, don't be silly. He said, it's just wonderful that you were able to keep the plant going 38 years after he found it in 69. He realises that the plant, this dwarf mutation of this iconic Australian plant, had not been lost forever.
Well, that's me and my natural history sort of background. I don't like to see things disappear.
Eventually, that commercial bloke who was trying to figure out how to mass propagate Joanna's Christmas got in touch. They had some luck. Brian and Carol got a small royalty for their work in the operation. Since then, Brian's continued to collaborate with more growers and nurseries to find new ways to keep up supply. Throughout lockdown, he was mailing tubes around the country.
What's stopping me from buying a plant from you and making my own cuttings and starting to sell that?
Absolutely nothing, and that is undoubtedly going to happen. We're happy with that, provided that the thing we want most of all is that it not be sold just as a dwarf form of the New South Wales Christmas bush, but it is called Joanna's Christmas. That's all we ask. This very special plant that's named after Joanna is tremendously poignant. We take great delight in knowing that Joanna's name is going to be out there. I think this plant's here for the long, long haul, no doubt about it. And I think Joanna's name is going to be out there long after I'm pushing up daisies.
Next month, Brian and Carol will celebrate 50 years of marriage.
Next month.
Oh, congratulations. Wow. That's great. 50 years. What's the secret?
Patience.
You just beat me to that.
and to celebrate, we're taking all the family and we're going to Fiji in October as a little celebration. And to some extent, I think the sales of Joanna's Christmas will help to pay for that. And what better way to remember Joanna than having that big family event.
Joanna's Christmas was produced, mixed original music by me, Mike Williams. For more information about the plant, head to the website joannaschristmas.com.au, and that is Joanna with an H, J-O-H-A-N-N-A.